For weeks, community members have been asking the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees to set a threshold that would use specific metrics to determine if and when the district would stop in-person instruction during the pandemic. But some trustees said in a meeting Tuesday they don't want to draw a hard line. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano has the story.
Dozens of Washoe County School District teachers took turns speaking at Sparks High School during public comment, demanding change, some in tears and others steaming in frustration, like Kaylin Evans, an educator and president of Empower Nevada Teachers, a grassroots advocacy group. He spoke directly to the superintendent.
In your email last week, Dr. McNeil, you stated, "We have always worked to do more with less. This is something we have done for years." That portion of your email sums up perfectly the biggest issue we're facing, the fact that we are always asking educators to do more with less.
Many teachers spoke about the hardships of managing over 80 to 100 students in their online classes on top of their in-person students, recognizing that some schools don't have proper ventilation and voicing concerns about teacher shortages. Trustee Katie Simon Holland took a moment to acknowledge the extra work teachers and counseling staff are putting in.
We know this is not optimal by any way, shape, or form. We know that we've got people who are teaching a subject that they're not even very familiar with, and that's hard on everybody. We do know that it's painful. We do see it. We do feel it. And there really aren't solutions. The people just aren't out there.
Currently, the trustees will continue to monitor school closures on a site-by-site basis. A school will close if it becomes challenged by a staffing shortage or if it experiences a COVID-19 outbreak. They'll also begin monitoring the Truckee Meadows COVID-19 threat meter, which is intended to help identify the threat of the virus in and around the community by studying 5 metrics and using color-coordinated cues that are easy to understand, like the color red being used to illustrate high risk. The trustees say they will monitor the threat meter at each board meeting with data collected up to 7 days at a time. Depending on the findings, the trustees would discuss a possible change in the learning model.
I think it's become clear that just as a community and as a nation, this is just new for all of us. And it is very natural to me when I think about that, that perceptions would change, that ideas would change and should. We're learning new information about this disease every day. So it would be foolish of me to not accept all of that information and help it to guide me in my decision making.
That was Board President Melina Raymond. Along with discussing the impacts of COVID-19 on staff and students, the meeting also addressed the recent resignation of Trustee Scott Kelly. Late last month, Raymond demanded that Scott Kelly resign from his position after allegations surrounding Kelly's divorce became public. The board will select a new board member at their September 22nd meeting. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.